Imagine traveling abroad for a few weeks. You turn on the television one day and see your hometown in flames and under siege. That's what happened in 1992 to the Bosnian writer Alexander Hemon, the author of the novel Nowhere Man. Hemon was in Chicago when the Bosnian War began. He found out as much as he could through the TV news and by trying to phone Sarajevo. And he read letters from home, including from one man who was a fellow journalist.
A man who's a friend of mine, Semezdin Mehmedinovic, who is probably the greatest living Bosnian poet, who lives in Washington, D.C. now, where the air is tinted with evil. He was in Sarajevo during the siege and left shortly after the war ended. And he wrote a great book called Sarajevo Blues. They're very short little vignettes. This is one called A Relatively Calm Day. In the daily reports, when dozens of shells hit downtown proper, when snipers are in action at the intersections and only a few have been killed or wounded, we are informed that a relatively calm day has passed. People are relatively normal or relatively loony since death has been accepted as a statistic. That is to say, in Sarajevo, the issue is a surplus of death. A flustered young man begs to cut into the waterline. He shows his plastic canister. The line in front of the cistern twists to make a place for him. Since he's already loaded his canister, he hurries to the end of the street and gets hit by a grenade. All that's left of him is a bloody trail on the pavement that seems like sap, but is easier to clean. Just then it starts raining and everything gets washed away. Not even a trace of the young guy is left, nor a trace of the canister, just water. As if nothing in the street changed, except that everyone got just a bit quieter. The motor of the water truck rumbles to the sound of plastic canisters softly bumping against each other. The experience of war is too big to be captured by one person. I had known his work before that. You know, he was a good friend of mine, and with good friends, you always think that in some ways they are like you. So the way that he experienced the war allowed me to imagine how I would experience that war, on the one hand. On the other hand, because he's so articulate and so thoughtful, I could see how he, never mind me, how he experienced the war. I mean, in some ways you can read literature for warnings, but literature is always in some ways about someone else's experience. And when it becomes your experience, then it's a little too late.
The Bosnian writer Alexander Hemon now lives and writes in Chicago. Studio 360's Michelle Siegel produced that story, as well as the earlier segment with Emmanuel Dungala.